The Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast is powered by Lady Jane's Haircuts for Men. When you need a bit off your top, book an appointment at a Lady Jane's near you. Visit LadyJanes.com. Lady Jane's Haircuts for Men. It's wicked awesome. This is Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast.
You think if I opened up a pizza place, like a small one, and could dogs go in there? They allow that?
Wait a second.
I'm sorry.
What, can I have like a dog and pizza place? I just thought
like
of
a puppy friendly pizza.
That would be great.
Do they not have one? Can we look this idea up?
Oh my God. It's my dog dream. And pizza. It's my dream, you guys.
Lisa's so, pepperonis. Like, you get a. Pepperoni.
Oh my God, that's amazing.
Lisa's pepperoni. That's it. She's leaving us. She's
trying to do business. No. I'll do it at the same time.
She hit herself pretty hard.
She was like, oh. I've never seen that reaction. She's pepperonis, like one of her eyes closed, and she smacked herself in the face. Oh! Laser pepperoni! Oh!
So it's just a pizza place that you can take your dog to.
Yes.
That's it, okay.
Just a little tiny
so there's
pizza
just like
quite a few like pizza places that allow you to bring dogs in.
No.
But it's, like, but it's focused
it's
on
focused.
That.
Yeah.
It's like bring your dog and eat pizza.
I had just beat the living Christ out of myself twice.
It looked like you hit yourself.
I did. Okay? I have anything for comedy.
Are you alright?
Oh, stop. Don't.
Stop. Lisa looked like she was possessed by a demon.
She was
pepperonis. She was like pepperoni.
It's a weird reaction. It's a weird reaction. That was a good idea, and she just beat herself.
It made her so happy. She was mad. She was piping hot.
Pepperonis! This is pepperonis!
To answer your question, though,
yes.
I think that you'd have trouble with an inside place,
but
I think you could have, like, maybe, like, an outside kind of place.
That sucks
it'd
around
have
here.
To be somewhere warm.
Never could, yeah.
You'd
no,
have to end up Florida.
So the health department would
call
that?
I don't know. To be honest, you could get one of those floors that's like an AstroTurf. That you
that's off-putting. I don't like
well, I know,
turf.
But I know, but I'm
can
I'm
just
have,
like,
trying
a little
to think
section
of,
where they can
but
go.
But some yes,
places,
that's what I mean, like a little.
I've seen people bring their dogs into places.
You could build a heated outdoor patio. I'm sure that would be.
Yeah, around here is tough.
Yeah,
it's so cold.
That's a hell of a dream.
God,
Liz.
It is my dream.
We saw that.
This is like I've never seen it.
Pepperonis, the name was perfect.
It's so
Andy.
Good.
It's
so good.
Pepperonis.
Oh, I love
so you
it.
Get delicious pizza that you love.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but and all sorts of different combinations.
But then, like, all sorts of different dogs are, like, just real good boys and girls.
Mm-hmm.
Just wanting some of that pizza.
I feel like some places you're allowed to bring your dogs. I don't know, though, the rules on
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I don't know the rules either.
Something to look into, but that's a hell of a sweet idea.
I would go there.
Could you
okay,
some
we
kind
do
of miniature. We
ran into a problem.
Oh, what?
Pepperoni is already a brand name product.
Well, the pepperoni.
Well,
yeah.
Okay.
Lisa's puppies and pizzas.
Yeah.
Someone
said
that sounded
call
just,
a pepperoni pizzeria then.
Pepperoni pizzeria.
A pupseria.
They may own pepperoni.
Sued.
They may own the word.
Pupseria.
Pepperoni.
A pupseria.
Pepperoni is that fake pepperoni dog treat.
It gives their dogs diarrhea.
Yeah.
Oh. I'll look into that LLC
cat cafes.
Thing.
There's cat cafes.
Yeah, there's cat cafes.
There is.
We've
I
talked
know
about
that. Yeah.
What you need is little.
Taste of this is the dog bar.
What?
There's a place called the dog bar. Sit, stay, drink. It's just all dogs everywhere.
They're having
look
beers.
At look at them having beers. The
That's
dogs
great.
Are just having beers at the bar.
They're just having a summer day.
Oh,
look at this
I
place.
I love it.
That's sick.
The dog bar. Where is this place?
Oh.
So they look like they're in a warm
St. Pete has this place called the Dog Bar. And
yeah, it's the outside.
Amazing.
Thing. They have pictures of
look
dogs.
The dogs. Look at all the dogs just there having a blast.
So in the beginning we started Dog Bar clearly as a place for people to come with their dogs, have a cocktail, let their dog play, get tired. It really worked well. What we found over time is we've really been able to help dogs find homes, rescues.
Oh, so that's what they do.
Continue that mission. So we've made it our mission statement to help the local rescues and to help dogs find homes. It's been really rewarding. And I guess one of the things I want to point out is, so when you come to Dog Bar to have a drink, even if you're just here to enjoy the dogs or bring your dog, you're helping local rescues and you're helping other dogs find homes. And for that, we want to thank you.
That's cool.
That's cool. Yeah, it's a good idea. I just, what, lawsuits, like dog fights.
Yeah, you'd have to have insurance. That
would suck. You know, there's certain things I got to look into.
Well, it's funny because, like, the one thing that my dog trainer, you know, said to me was like, listen, don't you ever, you promise me. He's like, don't you ever take this dog to a dog park.
Oh.
He was like, don't. Because he's like, it's like chaos.
Yeah.
He's like,
I'd have to hate to kick a dog out of the pizza place.
That would sound pretty
You'd have to kick
so bad. Look at, they have little dog birthday parties.
Oh, it's all
with the little hats. Look at that.
Oh, my God.
You could find some way to make pizzas for the dogs, too.
Yes.
Oh, that's what I mean. That's what I was trying to say. You make a dog-friendly pizza with nothing on it that's going to hurt them or anything, but it's still, it smells so good to them, and it's like the greatest thing. Huh. If Hershey ever went there, he'd never leave.
Yeah.
He'd never leave.
He'd become manager.
Yeah. He'd never leave.
Yeah, there's a recipe how to make puppy-friendly pizza.
Hmm. Huh.
I mean, it is anything you could have your pet at, like, would, but you're right, there's a lot of, you got to look into, I bet,
yeah,
but I think you can do it.
It sounds like a lot of work, but
I'd like them to have a little table.
Oh, a little table.
Oh yeah.
Their own little table.
Someplace they can sit.
You serve your pizza to the humans and
sit.
Then you're like
sit.
I love pet friendly places. Yeah. I really do.
Because they're very rare.
Mm. Yeah.
So
well,
it's
because,
cool,
you know, not a lot of people want to eat around someone else's dog.
Unless you have a dog.
Unless
yeah,
you
exactly.
yourself
I
have a dog.
I wouldn't mind it. I would love it.
I don't mind it at all.
You wouldn't like
I love
shot.
Dogs.
It all depends. It all depends.
Depends on the dog.
Some dogs are grosser than other dogs. I'm just going to say that.
Well,
they got the slobber and they got the
dogs can
gas,
be gross.
Hair.
Super cute.
Yeah.
So, makes up for it.
I've never been a humongous fan of the drooling dogs.
No, I'm not either. All that fluffy.
Yeah. Never. I mean, they're cute. They can be cute, but I would never want to have like a big drooling dog.
Yeah.
Where it's just, that's all you're dealing with.
If I went to your pizza cafe with dogs, I'd put a dog in a blazer.
Get dressed up.
I know you would.
Would
I
get them a little blazer?
Boston has a dog bar too.
They do.
Oh, someone suggested Pizza Pupulus.
Pizza Pupulus.
Pizza Pupulus is cute.
That's a cute name. Yeah. I like that.
Lisa's doggy style. No, I don't think we should go with that one.
I don't think we should go with that one. Lisa's doggy style
pizza is
this
not
is
bad.
Is booming, guys.
Yeah.
I can't make enough pizzas.
It's crazy.
It's all guys.
Hi, how are you? Yeah. I'm here. I brought a dog.
I found this one.
Yeah.
I took this dog. I stole this from somebody. I'm here for the doggy style.
It'd be a great name for an offshoot for like a doggy grooming. Like right next door to the pizzeria.
Yeah,
oh,
Lisa's
doggy
style. Doggy style. Yeah, that's a good name.
Yep.
Yeah.
All right. So look out, Lisa. May open up a dog-friendly pizza place in the near future.
I love that Lisa's always dreaming.
Yep.
She's always dreaming. She's always dreaming.
I've never seen
that.
Her shut down like that before. When she was really punched
herself
it all together. Like it was like a. I was like, is her brain okay?
Is her brain okay?
She punched herself right in the face.
No, I did not.
You did. You punched yourself right in the face.
Right in the face.
I did not.
She kicked herself in the head. Oh, man.
Mm.
Oh, too funny.
It is like, I love that idea, though.
But it dogs does sound like a lot of work.
Yeah.
It'd be a lot to make sure you keep clean. There's a lot. You probably do have to have people be like, hey, you know, if your dog does get attacked by another dog, sign here.
Yeah.
I do think a lot of times you should know your own dog and know that he's going to be cool. But
yeah, like Jameson can't go.
He can't go.
I know, but he doesn't like other dogs.
Yeah, he can't go.
He gets real very territorial.
Oh,
I gotta get him.
I'd almost ban all little dogs because little dogs.
No, I love French bulldogs.
I know.
And Boston
Terriers. They're okay. Boston Terriers aren't the best.
They're not.
No, because they start stuff. They
really?
Want to start stuff.
Really?
But,
I've never been around one. They're very.
When
cute.
I had my Doberman, there was like a little Boston Terrier that was just like jumping up on his side, and he was like he looked at me like.
I
know I shouldn't swat this guy into next week.
Yeah.
I'm thinking
if
about
he jumps
it.
On me one more time, I gotta be honest, Dad. I'm gonna take him down.
It's one of my favorite dogs, a Boston Terrier. I love a Boston Terrier.
Yeah,
they're adorable.
They're like,
I think their eyes and stuff are weird, but
they can get buggy. But that's what's
pugs.
Yeah.
I love pugs.
Oh, yeah,
pugs,
so you like that style?
We saw a pug in Boston. Just a guy with a pug.
Yeah,
I was like, look at that.
Guy with a pug.
I like having a dress code for the dogs and like if they have little blazers to hand out if they didn't bring the proper dress.
Oh, sorry. It's formal night.
It's formal night. And you put a little tux.
Oh,
little
my God. Amber would be there every night. Jameson would have a different outfit every day. Yeah.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Download Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
Well, I don't know, guys. Can you smell when your lady is turned on? According to a new study, men can actually do that. For the study, researchers at the University of Kent in England had women work up a sweat.
Where are they?
On an exercise bike. And then had them watch sexy stuff or unsexy stuff. The women who got the sexy option did things like watch Channing Tatum dance in Magic Mike.
James. Oh, James.
Got me all hot and bothered already. Yeah.
We can smell James.
I can smell James from here already.
Oh, man, you smell that? James is watching Channing.
It's James is horny again. I can smell him.
The aroma's intoxicating, isn't it?
Yeah, yes, it is.
Or they could read portions of 50 Shades of Grey, or they could go hardcore and literally look at photos of people having sex.
Right.
If that's what they wanted. The woman who got the unsexy option did things like watch videos of bridges being built, watch videos of ugly people dancing, or read stories about knitting.
Jesus, God.
The researchers swabbed some sweat from the women in both groups. They had the men smell the different swabs and ask them which they preferred. 100% of the time, they picked the sweat from the women who were turned on, which they have then concluded that men can smell when a woman's aroused.
As long as you're sweating up a storm and we can. Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah, you'd have to be sweaty. You would have to come out in your sweat.
We would only really smell it if we were engaging in. And it's a pheromone thing. We all know that pheromone stuff happens.
Or if that's just hot and bothered, if they're, you know, you're in the sun or you're working up a sweat somehow, right? Yes, and they were turned on.
I guess
then you'd smell it,
but you couldn't smell it from like downstairs in a 2-story house.
No.
Wait, I got a whiff of horny.
Jeez,
imagine there's
porn.
Someone out there
that has that ability.
Like, has got it's just their gift.
Wow,
they can smell like a horny chick.
Yeah,
there she is.
Things are getting erotic upstairs.
You know, like everyone has different. Some people see better than everyone else. Some people hear better than everyone else. Some people smell better.
Yeah.
You know, maybe they can. I don't know.
But I wonder
guys
if
have been
we
looking
even
for this
know,
kind of giveaway
like,
forever.
Yeah, for sure. But I wonder if we even know when we smell it. Like, sometimes
no, I don't
it's
think
even
so.
Subliminal, right?
I like think it's a just, subliminal thing.
Your body picks up on it, and wow, I just saw that. There's a TV chef, Chef Rocco, who's on TV right now. He's gained about 100 pounds since the last time I saw
him. Wasn't he supposed to be the skinny guy?
Yeah, no, he's the big guy now.
He used to be attractive.
Wasn't he the healthy one, though, or whatever?
Yeah, no, I don't know how healthy he was. He's an Italian.
Yeah,
man, that's what happens when you cook good food.
Yeah, I guess. That's right. Just stop working out and just kept eating.
Anyway, there's no way he's not smelling anything erotic.
No. Everything around him smells like cheese.
Yeah, man, he's only so smelled bad. Cheese and garlic for that last 10 years.
Someone said you can tell if a woman is turned on by the taste of her saliva if you're perceptive enough.
Yeah, but like, what am I doing? Like, I got to get
well,
your
you
saliva.
French kisser.
Well,
gotta,
yeah,
you
but
gotta,
listen, if you're kissing me, you're definitely turned on.
Oh, well, that's pretty bold.
No, I'm just saying. I mean, listen, if someone's kissing you, they're turned on.
Yeah.
Like it's
that is it's like a silly thing to be like, ah, she's horny. Because in my experience, if she is, then you'll know.
Yeah,
they'll tell you.
Yeah.
And then things will get erotic.
Erotic.
This guy said, before I started doing coke, I used to be able to smell when my woman was horny.
Oh, wow.
Now he can't smell anything.
Oh, no.
Now he can't smell anything.
Yeah, the coke kind of wiped all that out.
Got rid of it.
Burnt the outside of my nose, all my pheromone receptors.
Someone made a good point. Imagine finding out you're one of the people in the video titled Ugly People Dancing. Yeah. That'd be a hard blow to your self-esteem.
Oh, man, yeah.
ugly people dancing.
Is there just a YouTube video entitled Ugly People Dancing?
Oh my God, I'm sure, right?
Because that's all they did, right? They just went and found a YouTube clip and said, here, watch this.
Ugly People Dancing.
Let's see.
That's a terrible band name.
Oh.
Tiny Does the Fat
No, there band. Isn't. Nothing comes up when you put that in.
Oh.
What if I put, like, unattractive? Would that be better?
Unattractive.
No. No one would ever type that.
I do.
Ugly band.
But they wouldn't.
No? They must have just... Oh, Jesus. There's lots of weird things that come up, but... nothing.
Ugly was definitely the word. But
ugly women get to dance.
It's just a cheesy little sketch or something.
Can't it's find true, it. Though. They picked someone. They picked a couple people dancing with each other that were just...
They were like, look at this.
Gross.
Yeah.
Yeah. But you don't want to know. But pay attention to your lady's smells.
Yep. Yeah, you might get some.
If she's sweaty and horny, you might be able to get a whiff of something. And you don't even know.
It would suck to misfire on that and be like, I smelled your pheromones.
I know you're horny.
I can smell your erotic horniness.
Unless you know them really well.
Yeah, you got to know them. You can't just be saying that to strangers.
Correct me if I'm wrong.
I smell your pheromones. You horny? I smelled your bike seat at the gym.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. I want you to be honest with me. You're horny right now, aren't you?
Yep.
I smelled it.
Was it me?
This woman said, you can tell if a man is turned on if he's breathing.
That's so true.
Yeah.
My boyfriend claims this woman said he can smell if I'm horny on my breath.
Huh.
You got horny breath.
That's a crazy thing to say.
Yeah. Ooh. I smell your horny breath.
You got the breath of a horny lady. Smell your horny breath.
Weird. It's
that
just
is
weird.
So weird.
Mm. It is. Mm. Some couples are weird.
Yeah. No, they are for sure. We know. That's what she swears. Yeah. And this, someone else said, this is definitely true. My wife's natural BO is repulsive. But when she's turned on, like after we work out together, I can't resist her smell. It seems different.
Hmm.
I love that he's like, oh,
your BO repulsive.
Repulsive BO.
God, you smell.
Oh, wash yourself. Gross. <It's> anti-erotic.
But sometimes... turns on.
Did you read that last
one? No, I didn't see
something
it.
About ankles behind
if
her ears.
If her ankles are behind her ears, she's attracted to you.
Yeah, that's how you tell.
That's how you know.
You can tell that.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Leave a rating for Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
One of the universal truths of life is that orgasms are amazing. There are several things that are comparable, though, according to people online. They were asked, what do you think is on the orgasmic level when it happens? So what feels as amazing as an orgasm to you that's not sexual? Chuck, you don't think there's anything
there's
in the world.
There's not a thing.
There's nothing in the world
there's
you
not
think
a thing.
Can rate. Well, if you do, you can chime in for a few minutes here. What non-sexual thing do you think is amazing as an orgasm? 1-855-954-6969. Toll free. 1-855-954-6969 or text 46969.
If you're being really honest with yourself, that's the best.
The best feeling there is.
Like, you could eat the best chocolate cake in the world, and it tastes great.
It's not comparable.
But it's not that.
But it doesn't compare to that.
It's not that.
Right.
You know, the Wings could win the Stanley Cup, and it was awesome. Mm-hmm. But it's not that. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, I get that thing doesn't last very long. Like, the feeling good of your sports team winning a big championship can last. But, I mean, realistically... What are the people saying?
Okay, here, I'll give you some of the things that have come up.
Okay.
When your ears desperately need to pop and then they finally do.
Not even close.
No. Not ears even close. Popping?
Like, you know, you're on a plane and you're like,
yeah.
I mean, if I was like,
oh, yeah.
like maybe. But it disturbing. Just doesn't happen. It's no. just like,
oh, that's good.
Okay, so I would say that's BS.
Kicking off clothing at the end of a long, hard day.
Come on, guys.
Jesus.
Do better. Look, do better.
The only thing that's close to orgasms is drugs.
Mm. And that I wouldn't know. Right. I wouldn't know.
When you find a bathroom at the point of desperation, so you need to go so bad you're going to have an accident and you finally get to a bathroom.
I mean, I get it. It's that's thank God I haven't pooped or peed myself today, but it's not.
It doesn't compare.
It's not the same.
Yeah. You can tell by the face.
I almost wonder if a lot of these people haven't had one.
These people have had orgasms,
dude.
I'm not sure.
And I'm kicking off your socks.
Ah, yes.
Oh, my God, my feet are free.
It's not even close.
Caramel.
I'm asleep.
All those things are really nice, but...
That's what I'm saying. Like, they're really nice, but if you're really honest...
They're not erotic.
It's not erotic.
They don't rate on the same level as an orgasm. Mm-hmm. All right, well, let's see what other people are thinking here. Someone texted in, punching a douchebag in the face feels as amazing as an orgasm to them.
Weird.
Roland. Hi, Roland.
Hi, how you doing?
Good, man. So what's the non-sexual thing that you think feels as amazing as an orgasm?
Like, without a DJ and mixing in front of 500 people.
Oh, DJ.
On the ones and twos.
On the ones and twos.
Yeah, a little.
So a little DJ.
Catch me at the Grasshopper this Thursday night.
That's a bold, sounds like a DJ.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's right.
Yeah.
We'll be at the old Grasshopper.
Then people do say, like, I mean, celebrities, you know, artists say that they do get a euphoric feeling when they're performing. And we've gone on stage and introduced bands in front of 15,000 people, you know, that are cheering. It is like an incredible experience. Yeah. But again.
Okay. But you imagine. Okay, imagine. So I'm like, hey, here's Korn. Or I'm having an orgasm up there. One's better.
Well, let's hope not up there. Jesus.
One's better. One feels
Please
better.
Please welcome Chuck having an orgasm.
Would be crazy.
One feels better.
I'd go see my, like, I'd choose a Beeger over going and seeing and sitting side stage for my favorite bands.
A Beeger.
Yeah, you would,
one
right?
Beeger.
I would.
Yeah.
I'd be like, I'm going Beeger.
Yeah.
That's how you know it's good.
I would travel to see them.
Zach?
Yeah.
So what's the non-sexual thing that feels as amazing as an orgasm to you?
The Taco Bell cinnamon balls.
when they're fresh.
It's a process. It's a special process you gotta do.
Do you have a bunch of them in your mouth right now?
No.
You
no.
sound like hell.
No,
what's
I
the,
wish.
Okay, let, I wish. Let's speak into the phone a little clearer. What's the process?
So you gotta take the whole ball fresh out of the dryer, you stick the whole thing in your mouth and you gently push up out of your tongue. It just explodes in your mouth.
Oh, wow.
Wow, that is really, really...
I mean, it's erotic.
I don't think they do that anymore.
It's erotic.
Those cinnamon balls.
No, they don't have the stuff in the middle.
I haven't seen
All right, Zach, so balls in your mouth is just as erotic to you.
Yes.
Just so we're clear.
Yeah. I love you guys, man. You guys make my morning every morning.
Though. All right, dude.
Thanks, man.
Thank you so much for calling in. You have a good day.
From that Canadian cell phone.
I don't know what it is or where he was calling from. Someone said wiping an itchy beehole.
God damn it.
That's not even close.
You don't think it's even close? I mean, it's up there.
I mean,
how itchy and how long has it been itching you?
Chuck, when your hemorrhoid popped, not to be graphic.
Or it didn't pop. Never popped.
It just shrank or whatever.
It just went away.
Oh, I thought one blew, one like just really.
It happened. I've had them.
I guess I have had them. Nope, not even close, Dave.
No. Okay, good to know. Dave in Windsor. Hi, how are you, man?
Doing good, man.
All right, so what to you is as amazing as an orgasm that's not sexual?
It's at McDonald's fudge.
That's pretty good.
It's pretty damn good. I used to see a McDonald's hot fudge.
It's not that great. It's really
brings back childhood memories.
I know, it's not that great.
I'm going an itchy butthole over a hot fudge.
Every time.
Yeah. Man. So, Dave, okay, Dave, you still there?
Yes.
I'm going to say to you, Dave, I'm going to get you a woman to give you an amazing BJ, or here's a hot fudge sundae from McDonald's.
Not even
okay.
Which one do you choose?
What are you doing?
Takes both.
He wants make, both.
What did you say?
You get a BJ from a hot chick or a hot fudge sundae from McDonald's.
DJ from hot chick.
Well, okay. Yeah, so yeah, then you've just proven your point wrong.
Yeah. They're just saying it's kind of like one.
That's my favorite. This is kind of funny. What's as good as an orgasm to you?
Caramel corn.
I like caramel Chicago corn. Style caramel corn.
With the cheese.
I like to mix that up.
Chili dog. Okay, Mickey.
Really good cheeseburger.
Hi, how are you?
Caramel cheesecake.
Good. How are you?
Good. So I really thought we'd have more women chiming in here because, you know, I think they may have stuff that's more like an orgasm. But so, Mickey, what to you, non-sexual, feels as amazing as an orgasm?
This is the weirdest thing, but hydrogen peroxide in your ears. No joke. It's like tingly and gives you like chills up and down your spine, and it lasts like 15 minutes. It's incredible.
Huh.
That's a
better than a mild one.
Huh. Okay. You sound excited just talking about
it. Yeah, she is. I can smell it.
Because I haven't done it for like a month because you can only do it like once a month. But I'm telling you, everyone needs to try it.
Yeah.
Oh, so you're like jonesing to do it again.
Yeah, she is.
I am.
Yeah. Passionate about peroxide in the ear.
All right. Yeah. So would it turn you on if a hot guy poured hydrogen peroxide in your ear?
Probably not. I mean, it's that good on its own.
Yeah. It doesn't even need a guy.
Yeah.
And I can have them. I'm one of those girls who can. But the hydrogen peroxide, it's my go-to. It really is. I love it.
Okay.
Huh. Love you guys, too.
Yep. Thanks, Mickey. Thanks for calling in.
Get set of your works out.
Yeah. Yeah. Real nice.
It's a better answer than some of the other ones.
I mean,
mashed potatoes.
Mashed potatoes, sir, really?
I like them. It's just like fresh. Having an orgasm.
Fresh hot mashed potatoes.
You're hot.
Right out of the pan. Stephanie in Boston.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. Non-sexual thing that feels as amazing as an orgasm to you?
So scratching a really, really good itch.
Yep.
Okay, your boyfriend standing in front of you, you can say that scratching a good itch is just as good as having sex with him.
It's not that.
If it scratches on my back and I ask him to scratch it for me, I've made noises.
Mm-hmm. All right, I'd be devastated if my wife said that, by the way.
Yeah.
That scratching an itch is just as good as having sex with me.
Yeah. Well, you hate to hear it.
You do hate to hear it. You do. Yeah.
You would, but it's a blow.
Yeah.
Okay, speaking of scratching, oh, God.
What?
Captain Crunch.
Someone said scratching your athlete's foot to get all the dead skin off feels just as good as an orgasm.
Just you gotta get you some tough actin to neck.
Yeah.
How you doing?
Come on.
Live right.
Another guy said a scalp massage from a girl with long fingernails is as amazing
scalp
as an orgasm.
It is,
yeah, they are great.
Those are really
it's
great,
not
actually.
But yeah, it's not it's that. Not
I
that.
Love when I grow goes through my beard or my hair.
Any kind of rubbing.
But rubbing is good. To the,
yeah,
well,
that's what I mean.
But it's just the foreplay.
She's
to the,
touching my beard. That means we're heading.
It's business time.
We're heading to erotic times.
Nick is in Tampa. Good morning, Nick.
Hey, how's it going, guys? First time caller, long time listener.
Thanks so much, man. Non-sexual thing that feels as amazing as an orgasm to Nick.
Peace out.
All right, you got to go with me on this, but it's something that only guys will feel, I think. It's after you eat Chipotle and you have a giant poop.
Giant poop.
Giant
poop. Had one this morning. Yeah. Dude, I can attest. Not the same.
Not as good. A great experience, a good feel, but...
it can be scarier than any orgasm.
Yeah.
And it's terrifying.
Chipotle's done things to my innards that I can't even get into here.
Wow, okay. Let's not then. Steven's in Fort Myers. Hi, Steven.
Bound.
Hey!
Hey!
What's up?
Not much, man. What do you think? All right. Wow.
Wow. What are you supposed to...
That's Steven.
I think we probably should have been able to pick that
well,
up.
Well, I just thought he's having trouble hearing or something.
Yeah.
But
no. Just turns out
he's having trouble not being a douchebag.
Really
Nicole's in Boston. Hi, Nicole.
Really nice period.
Yeah, hi.
Hey. So what is it for you?
It's showering after a 4-day camping music festival.
Ew.
Yeah,
that's probably a good one.
So like a warm shower after not being able to bathe for 4 days.
I can't imagine.
Yeah, like a hot shower with like exfoliating scrubs and everything, like facial,
washing
the whole
hair.
Nine yards.
That is an incredible feeling. If you get into a shower after not being able to have one for a couple of days for some reason, it feels so good. But still.
It's not like a drug-fueled four-day camping thing. I just am over those.
Apparently, guy's taking it in a different way. Let's go voice-changing technology, Anonymous. Hey, man, how are you?
I'm good. How are you guys today?
Good. So what non-sexual thing feels as amazing as an orgasm to you?
Don't you say Egg McMuffin.
I love helping people unexpectedly, you know, and they not knowing it. It just gives you a rush. I just helped somebody last night in the grocery store. All the computers went down. They wasn't able to use their credit or debit card, and they didn't have cash. They would have had to leave their groceries and walk away. But I had cash in my pocket. I paid for their groceries, and it was such a feeling, man. I'm telling you, can't beat that.
So you're the nicest guy of all time.
He really is the nicest guy of all time.
No, not about the nicest guy. It's just about helping.
Good person. That's great.
Yeah,
that's nice.
Get a rush from helping people.
Helping people is nice, but it's not.
It all depends on who you are, right?
If I can help you or get a beeger, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Beeger time.
Hey, he was too nice for me to ask him that question.
Yeah, I know.
I was going to be like, BJ or paying a guy's grocery bill? Yeah. What are you going to do?
You wish the world were filled with that guy.
Yeah, I know, right?
Yeah, it's not.
It's not. No, it's filled with me.
I'm going to get the BJ.
Yeah, I'm going right to a hooker.
On a regular line, we're off to Boston to speak to Dan. Hey, Dan.
Hey.
So what is it?
Dan,
all the best, man. We freeze up from time to time, and that happens. We get it. A little nervous getting on the phones there, but you take a couple sips of your drink and have a good day. Back to the lines. Linda.
Linda.
Hey, Linda.
Hi, Linda.
Hi, how you doing?
Good.
Penis to you.
Penis. What is as amazing as an orgasm to you that's not sexual?
When I bungee jumped over 150, it was 150 feet up in the air over the Kalamazoo River. That was awesome.
Okay, so I bungee jumped as well. I did not feel that orgasmic feeling. Right. I just felt I've escaped death. Right. It was fear.
I get a rush.
Yeah, I thought it was amazing, and I actually got a shirt that said airgasm on it.
Oh, all right.
Yeah.
Lovely. Thank you for calling.
I'm
going to
get that shirt, and I'm going to wear it in here on the Peep Show a bunch.
Sure, you should get that
airgasm!
Shirt.
Airgasm.
Man, I don't know. I mean, nope. People do love that adrenaline stuff.
Skydiving, yeah. Like roller coasters, amazing, roller but not coasters. As good as an orgasm.
No, it's not.
But it's fun.
How long would that line be?
The orgasmatron.
There's an orgasm ride.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Oh, my God. You'll never get on
it. Again. Yeah. Hey, Top Thrill orgasm is amazing.
Yeah. I mean, it's like, come on. It'd be the.
I threw my life away because of that machine.
Here's some coming in through text. A fan blowing sweet fairy kisses on your balls.
No.
Negative.
Jeez. I mean, I've definitely had fans between my
clean pair of underwear.
Fresh.
Soft. I was a volunteer firefighter for years. After putting out a house fire and the ride back to the fire station, the smell of smoke on your gear and after the adrenaline rushes over, same as an orgasm to me.
No.
Winning money.
Oh, it's the gambling addicts.
Yeah, gambling. Well, like it does release the same kind of thing.
That's a similar thing, though, yeah, in the brain. Mm-hmm.
Okay, here's a question.
Okay.
James.
Hello, yes. James.
When you first, in a video game, killed a real person.
Oh, my God. In PUBG, the first time I killed a person in PUBG, I got such an adrenaline rush. I thought I actually killed a real person.
Oh, wow.
I had to turn the system off, and I went and told my fiance, I'm like, I feel like I just killed a man. And I really like it. And the game is really scary to me, because I think I want to kill somebody in real life. But not as good as an orgasm.
Oh, my God.
But not as good.
There you go.
But it was a hell of a rush.
I think I'd like to hunt a man.
That's scary. Yeah. That's really scary to me.
Yeah, that did disturb me a little bit.
That's scary. I want to just kill a man.
Oh, my God. Oh, my Lord. Yikes.
Yep.
Mm.
All right. Someone said, popping a really painful high pressure zit is as good as an orgasm.
It's gross.
I mean, I guess if you know, it's like, thank God, it's like a release of some kind of pressure, but not that kind of pressure.
It's not got the same sweet spots.
No. Jordan's in Detroit. Hi, Jordan.
Hey, how you doing?
Doing okay, man. What's your comment?
And getting a scalp massage while you're getting your hair cut.
Yeah, like, yeah, I scalp love massages scalp great. Massage.
Okay, Jordan.
It.
Jordan, but, scalp massage, yeah. Getting a haircut, or a BJ from a real live lady?
Tough one, man. I tell you what, I'm going to go scalp massage. It's been a stressful day already.
Wow, dude. Oh.
Yeah.
BJ also relieves stress.
Yeah, the most.
Hey, you know what? I got a lovely woman. I can get them anytime I want. I'm going scalp massage.
Oh, okay. That's what it is.
Right. So
that's
it.
More of a special treat.
That's a treat.
Yeah.
Because
he's just get it all the time.
He's getting blown left and right.
Got a BJ over here. Got a BJ over there.
Hey,
scalp leaving. Massage, though.
That's, I mean, different. I understand that it's like, you know, the top of your head is like a weird androgynous zone. Like it is, but it's not. I mean, I'll give you.
You weren't in my biggest erogenous zone.
You know the
all?
Best massages
and the penis.
Andy, have you had a scalp massage?
Like a professional one?
Yeah, like at a hair when you get your hair.
No, I've never had that.
No, I just had them. I've never had it either. I've had them wash my hair.
I just had a lady touch my hair or whatever. But
get one.
But usually they wash my hair. And that's pretty relaxing,
yeah.
I'll say. Mm-hmm. But I've seen those. You see those scalp things that they're like, they've got like five prongs.
Yeah, that's
like
a whisk. Yeah, they had that in Ibiza. You could pay $5 and like a pretty girl would like give you a scalp massage with that thing and then rub your shoulders for $5.
Where do I go to get these?
The hair when you get your hair cut.
Oh, just any hair place?
They'll offer it, I think, some places.
Massage my scalp.
The problem with me is, like, I never would want a man to do it, obviously.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, no,
it's like when you get your hair washed, though, they'll do the massage.
Yeah.
You know?
I've had just them shampoo me, but I've never actually got them to massage.
But I love, when I had hair, getting your hair washed by someone else. Now, it happened for me, it was like, it was always a girl. Mm-hmm. Like, the barbershop that I would go to, they knew. They were like, no guy wants
me. Well, they're not going to do
they,
that.
They would call, girl in from the salon side, and they would wash her hair.
I like getting my hair washed when they do that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's nice enough in itself.
Something about the water. Yeah. You know, when they rinse
always,
you.
Like, protect my forehead.
Yeah, like, when they're protecting your forehead and rinsing you, there is something really common.
Then I try to not be extra creepy, too, because that feels so good, you know?
Yeah.
No, you can't be like, oh.
Yeah.
But I don't get
my 401k is what I'm thinking about.
But I don't get a boner from it.
No,
you know what I mean?
No,
like, I don't get
it's not boner material. It's just relaxing.
It is.
It's
relaxing.
Well, maybe for some guys it is. Max in Fort Myers. Hiya, Max.
Hey, how's it going? I got two of them. A race car engine and then Q-tips. Clean out your hair.
People are obsessed with their ears.
They really
do all
these
things.
But it's another erogenous zone thing, too, right?
Yeah.
It's real sensitive in there, I guess.
Yeah.
It's just what they're mixing up.
You do race car engines?
No.
Loaded baked potato?
No, I do the Q-tips. I'm not, you know, it's not even close.
I'm bad for you.
I don't like it.
Well, it's bad. You're not supposed to shove them in there too far. It's really bad for them.
I don't like when it gets too sensitive in there with the Q-tips.
And this one I can kind of understand. This guy said, passing a kidney stone, the feeling of it popping into my bladder and being able to pee for the first time in about 2 days was almost orgasmic.
And today I'm going to drink up a gallon of water.
Yeah, anytime you talk about kidney stones.
I guess there are some things like you're not sure because I haven't had a kidney stone.
Yeah.
Everybody stuff.
Yep. I don't know. I don't know. Maybe. Yeah. Maybe.
The first time you're able to pee in 2 days, that'd probably be a pretty damn good feeling.
Maybe.
And one more call here. LaRoche?
Yes.
How are you?
How you doing, David?
I am fine, thanks. And yourself?
Yeah, very good. God bless you, David. I love you so much, David. You guys are very best.
Thank you.
No more station than you guys.
Oh, thank you so much. We are next billboard.
My Chuck.
Yeah.
And Lisa, my favorite. Yeah, Queen Bean.
What's up, man?
How you doing? We're doing good.
So, LaRoche, if I asked you what feels as amazing as an orgasm to you, what would it be?
David, nothing better than that.
Yeah, you can't compare nothing. Nothing.
No. He speaks the truth. He speaks the truth. That's the first time we got somebody to say the right thing.
Yeah. I give up everything. My bank account.
Okay, LaRoche. Yes, okay. Sir. Here I have a pile of money. It is $1 million, LaRoche.
Well,
you can have this or an orgasm.
Give me a beautiful sexy mama.
LaRoche knows what is going down.
God knows what he's doing.
He designed it well.
Yeah, he did.
Take it. Give me my mama.
LaRoche.
Oh, yeah. LaRoche. Awesome, thanks, man.
You know, Chuck, how that mean for us.
I never leave myself alone.
I know that. All right, guys. God bless you.
You too. All right, LaRoche. You too, man. Thanks for calling in.
That's pretty good.
Yes, sir. I keep praying for you guys.
Thank you. Right, we need them. We need them. All of them.
Yeah.
Thank you.
All right.
Okay. Bye-bye.
We'll see you.
I keep praying for you guys.
Yeah. Everyone should.
Yep. Sure. He wants us to have orgasms.
Oh, yeah, man.
Bless him for that.
Thanks for checking out the Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast. If you want to hear the entire Dave and Chuck the Freak show from today, subscribe and download the podcast now from the Apple Podcast app or the Google Play Store.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.